Extermination camps. In the context of the Jewish Holocaust, the term extermination camp refers to camps established by the German authorities, or any of their allies, with the claimed exclusive, main, or auxiliary purpose of exterminating inmates in masses, either by mass execution, shooting, or by mass gassings, in stationary gas chambers or mobile gas vans. In addition, there are those camps, for which some witnesses have claimed exterminations of inmates, although all historians agree that these claims are false, erroneous, or fraudulent. Hence, we have three categories of extermination camps. 1. Pure extermination camps, whose only purpose was to kill inmates deported to them. 2. Mixed-purposed camps, which had characteristics of both an extermination and concentration or forced labor camp. These range from camps whose extermination aspect was its main purpose, to those where extermination was only an auxiliary purpose, sometimes even only a minor aspect. 3. Phantom extermination camps, because extermination claims about them are universally accepted to be either erroneous or fraudulent. The table included in the printed and online edition of this entry lists extermination camps claimed by Orthodox historians, plus those only by witnesses, opposing learned mainstream opinion. Of these, the majority of alleged deaths by all causes, according to the current Orthodox narrative, occurred in just 6 camps. Auschwitz, approximately 1 million victims. Treblinka, approximately 800,000 victims. Belzec, approximately 434,000 victims. Sobibor, approximately 200,000 victims. Chełmno, approximately 150,000 victims. Majdanek, approximately 80,000 victims. For details, see the entries for each individual camp.